Good afternoon, everybody, or morning or night or whatever time you're listening to this. This is Justin Harlan, a.k.a. The Painted Man from FarsightedBlog.com. I also host a few other podcasts, and I'm excited to host this new podcast. So welcome to episode one of the new and improved Slicecast. I think it's actually episode four or five of the podcast as a whole, but we're relaunching it with a new format, new look, and a partnership between myself and Cinema Slice. You can check out Cinema Slice at cinemaslice.com. And thanks to the folks over there, especially Nick White, for reaching out and getting this started. So I hope you enjoy episode one. We're going to be talking to independent filmmaker Tonya Carter and listening to some music from independent musician Jeff Schrems. Before we kick that off, just want to give you a little what to expect. Since this is a new podcast, what you can expect coming down the pike is about twice a month there'll be episodes where I chat with an independent filmmaker for, 15, 20 minutes. There will be little clips and things thrown throughout, maybe a trailer or two, and then we'll end with a brief word from our musician and a couple of their songs. So the nice tie-in for our first episode is that Jeff wrote music for Tonya's movies. So there's a nice little tie-in here. On the next episode, we'll have another independent filmmaker, and we'll be featuring some music from a cool indie hip-hop artist named Johnny Zuko. So stay tuned for that. We hope you enjoy the show, and if you're interested in being part of the show, sending in music, or being interviewed, reach out directly at my email address over at Farsighted, which is farsightedblog.com is the website, and farsightedblog@gmail.com is the email. Or you can reach out directly to me over on Twitter at The Painted Man, at The Farsighted, or you can even email me directly at justincharlesharlan@gmail.com. I'll put all that stuff in the show notes. In the meantime, enjoy Tonya, enjoy Jeff, and enjoy your day. Today, our first guest is independent filmmaker Tonya Carter. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right, Tonya, why don't you introduce yourself to the folks listening?
Okay, hi. Well, that's a lot of pressure, Justin. I didn't realize this was the first episode. Now I'm, like, now the pressure's on.
The pressure's on.
To deliver.
You can do it. I'm confident.
Okay. Well, my name's Tonya Carter. I am from Saginaw, Michigan. And I'm an indie filmmaker. I started off about 8 years ago doing hair and makeup. That's kind of my day job. I work in a salon, and then when I'm off of work, I work on various film projects. And so started off doing hair and makeup, and I still do that. I have an independent filmmaker from Chicago, and I work on all of his projects, and I work on some local TV shows and films around town. And it's just kind of fun because it lets me those are projects that don't take up too much time, like a day here or a weekend there or something like that. But then I started making my own films about 6 years ago, and I started off with a short film called Technobabble, and then started working on a feature called Selling Stupid, and that's available now. And then I've done a couple of features and a couple of shorts so far. So I do a little bit of everything, stay busy.
No, that's awesome. And, I had a chance to check out Technobabble as well as why is it going? Another short of yours that you told me to check out. Bye, Felicia. There you go. And then I also got to check out Ballywick, which is your most recent film, correct?
Yes.
So, weary traveler. What is it about the way that you act that makes me not believe you when you say you're fine?
I just feel powerless.
Well, man can't live on bread alone. Sometimes you got to tear the meat from the bone. Tear the meat from the bone. Can't run away.
Hey, we're having a show. You should come.
Evil voice screams in my head. Voices scream.
John, my friend, I have a gift for you. It's a book. My book. Well, it was mine for a while, but it's time to pass it on to someone.
I still have been given this gift.
See the monster in me.
Cheers to you. May you quickly find a way to deal with this idiot.
So you do know my name?
Of course, you've worked here for like 4 years.
I'm just the lies you fed me, baby. I'm just an old dead memory.
You guys want to see a magic trick?
All of them were over on Amazon Prime, so folks can check those out for sure.
Yeah, and actually, like, Amazon, just the regular Amazon, too, so you don't have to have Prime to watch it for free.
Oh, very awesome. That's very awesome. So folks can check those movies out, and we encourage you to do so, of course. But let's talk a little bit about your movies. So, like I said, I got to see Ballywick and your two shorts, which I enjoyed all of them. I'm actually a big horror person, and I know that there's definitely some tinges of horror in Ballywick, and certainly in By Felicia, and even to a little extent, not maybe horror, but there's some funny moments that I feel are almost tropey in Technobabble as well. So, are you a big horror fan?
Yeah, I like everything. I like action and horror and stuff like that. I think I'm a little bit intimidated to go full-on horror with my own films, I guess, just because there's so many people doing it, and I feel like I haven't really explored that yet too much to go too dark. Like, Ballywick, I've been trying to sort of say that it's fantasy with just a little bit of horror because I don't want people watching it thinking that it's going to be full-on, you know, full-on horror. It's like we call it a slow burn, as you know, because you've seen it, so
right.
where it leads, you know. But, no, I definitely am going to – I have a project, actually, that I'm working on in the very early stages right now, that's definitely the darkest thing that I've ever done. So I'm looking forward to getting there, but so far I've just kind of, I describe Ballywick as quirky, because I think it's definitely a quirky film.
Oh, definitely quirky.
You know?
That's a very fair adjective for that movie, without a doubt. I definitely see that as quirky. And it's definitely, I think that there's definitely some good horror feel to it, especially when it goes horror, it goes horror, I think so.
Thanks.
So I appreciate
you.
That. I like a lot of movies, every kind of movie as well, but again, I tend to veer towards horror and science fiction and I guess anything people call genre movie, you know, like action and stuff like that. So, that said, tell me a little bit about the one movie I haven't seen, of yours that we were just talking about, Selling Stupid. What's that about?
Yeah. It's a comedy, and it's gets really, really silly at times, but it's about these two girls named Sloan and Evie, and my partner in it and in making it, helping write it, and she edited it, and we both kind of created it together, is Ronnie Jonah. I also wrote it with my best friend, Amy Austin. She's from my area, but then Ronnie came in later and did some of the writing, and like I said, she stars in it too, so it's her and I play Evie and Sloan. And we work in an advertising agency for a group of, like, real sexist jerks. and they basically, we get pitted up against each other, the boys and the girls. And so we have a week to do this brand-new advertising campaign for something that the girls know nothing about and the boys know everything about it. And so we go out to try to find out. And the campaign's for a video game. So the guys know everything about video games and the girls don't know anything. And so we're really intimidated. And we just basically go out trying to find out why people like video games so much. And along the way, like, what I'm really proud about is that there's a lot of heart to it. It's really silly in parts, for sure. We have a lot of, like, great cameos from Michigan actors. People came in from Chicago, from New York City, from Los Angeles at the time. One of our actors was living out there. So we had a lot of cameos of people that I've worked with over the years. And they came in and played these parts that are really silly and goofy. And but what I love about it is that we have this like really, really silly stuff going on, but it really is a story of these two girls who stay together as friends, even through the rough times, and then they end up like believing in themselves more after they've been through this journey of this week-long craziness. So I love it because it's got heart, but it's also really silly.
That's awesome.
So,
it sounds like the kind of, comedy I'm a fan of. I like silly and heart together. That's a good mix.
Oh, cool. And if you'd like to have a scoop, we've not even announced it yet, Ronnie, Jonah, and I, but like we are working on a sequel this year. So we're like, we're going to do, we're excited about it. We're going to be our same characters. We're going to have a lot of the same actors that have played parts in the first movie. It definitely lends itself, our idea definitely lends itself to having people reprise their roles. So we love our idea. We're actually working on the script right now, and we're going to be shooting that. We're hoping this year. So
awesome! And so that's fun. That's you heard it here first, folks. Scoop.
Right.
So that's awesome.
That's free. Yeah, that's
on our first
free
episode,
for you.
We already are getting scoops. I'm totally down with that. One of the cool things about the fact that you've done some horror tinge stuff, as well as the fact that I know that When I was scrolling through your IMDb, some of the makeup effects and things that you've done have been, you know, in horror films. So you definitely have a little bit of that pedigree. And this month is actually Women in Horror Month. And so I wanted to just touch on that a little bit and ask you, you know, what is it like, you know, being involved in independent horror film as a woman?
I guess when you were saying the IMDb thing, it made me think of a film that I was in, and this is actually a really fun one if you like horror, and this is also available for free on YouTube, and I'm not sure if you put it on Amazon or not, but the whole film is available. It's Bachelor's Grove,
okay.
And that was really cool. I worked on that a couple of years ago, and I was just acting in that, but I didn't do like makeup effects or anything like that, but... that was one of my most fun roles, like, to date. It was just a great time, and that was full-on horror, and it's a really large ensemble cast, and we filmed that in Chicago by a director named Ricardo Islas, and he is from Uruguay, but he's lived in Chicago for a long time. He's an Emmy Award-winning producer in Chicago, and he's an independent filmmaker. He makes movies with, like, super low budgets, and he has really, like, layered scripts and things that he does, and he was really fun to work with. So that was a few years ago, but it's still one of my most favorite things that I've ever done. But you know, I was going to say, like, regarding Bailiwick, like, I did try to submit it to several horror festivals and things, like, but it's kind of hard because, like, as you know now, because you've seen it, like, it's not, because it isn't full on horror, I don't know how that's going to go. And, like, a lot of those festivals will be available this year. As far as when the dates come up to find out if they were accepted or not. And it's like, I don't really have my hopes up for a horror film accepting it just because it's not, you know, there certainly are a lot more horrific stories out there than mine, you know? But,
I think some of the best films that I see at horror themed film festivals, though, are the things that are horror tinged and not necessarily full horror, because I think a lot of times some of the stuff that's blatantly in the horror genre only can be a little bit contrived and feel very similar to each other, whereas when stuff is horror adjacent, as I like to call it, you know, where it's got some horror flavor but it's not necessarily full on horror, I think that's some of the coolest stuff you can see, because I think it just shows the versatility of the genre and versatility of the themes and tropes that are used in horror. And so I wouldn't be surprised if some offbeat, interesting film festival would see Bailiwick, which, you know, having seen it now, I can say, you know, it definitely would fit in a lot of the festivals that I, you know, I've participated in viewing and seeing and such. And one that comes to mind for me that a film like yours, I think would fit into is Philadelphia, where I'm from, has a festival now going into their third year called the Philadelphia Underground Film Festival, PUFF. And I think their submissions actually just opened this month. You should definitely check them out, because it's definitely, I think, the kind of thing that you would see there, because they're not, quote-unquote, a horror festival, but they tend to put a lot of, like, weird horror-ish stuff out there. And I think that your kind of tone definitely fits that.
Oh, me. Well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot. You know, I just feel like there are so many people out there that are, and I am definitely a fan of horror, but like I think there's so many people out there that just like live, eat, and breathe it, you know?
Sure.
But that is something that I just feel like, you know, gosh, you know, these purists that go to all the conventions and just like, that's just their thing. But I just feel like, you know, well, what would they think of it? You know, like, is it hard enough, you know, for them?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
No doubt.
You
and,
got
it,
you know, because there's some people that have seen it and haven't really like gotten it for what it was, the quirky nature of it, you know, and it's like, the thing I can honestly say about Bailiwick is that it's exactly what I was trying to make, like the feel of it and the way it paced out. That makes me feel really good because I edited it myself. And so,
very cool.
Yeah, thank you. It's like just the way it paces out. Like, so if somebody doesn't like it or if they do like it, like I can honestly say that it's like, whatever way you go with your opinion of it, it's what I was setting out to make, and it feels the way that I wanted it to feel. So that
well,
was
well, and that's always a good feeling.
And
I think a lot of people have the problem with putting something out there and it's not exactly what they want it to be. Their vision in their head is something different, and I think you can go out there and say, you know, this is what I intended to make. If you don't like it, that's fine, but it's what I intended to make.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a good feeling.
Yeah, definitely. So whenever people do, because of course people have opinions out there and you know, they'll love it or hate it. And it's like, you really, it's kind of funny. I've always heard musicians or artists say that about their work, you know, over the years, or you've heard people say like, well, I'm doing this for me and it's important that I like it. And I realized what they were talking about when I was editing it. You know, I was like, oh, that's
right.
What people meant. You know, like they have to just like, you have to get to this point where you're working on something and you just have to say, I got to make this for myself and not worry about what people think. And then you just kind of hope that they do like it. And so it's always really exciting when somebody's like, oh, I thought it was cool. And they're like, you know, if they pick up anything that I was going for. And I'm like, oh,
right.
My God, they got it. That's so it's exciting, you know?
Definitely. I'm glad that I was able to pick that up because I definitely enjoyed it. And but, you know, before we kind of wrap up our discussion, I want to give you an opportunity to also share a little bit about, you know, the things you said you're working on, where people can check you out. And then I kind of want to wrap up with just, you know, a little bit of what you think about some of the films and things that are coming out today. I'm just curious, you know, if I throw a couple names at you, if you've seen them and what you think. Before I go there, why don't you tell me exactly what you're working on, you know, now or soon, or where people can find that stuff.
Okay, I mean, I'm working on a web series right now too, so I'm not sure if that's going to be. Do you mind just film, or would
cool.
you like?
Yeah, definitely. What's that about?
Okay. Well, it's not even about like a narrative type thing at all. But I'm doing. I'm vegan. I've been vegan for a couple of years, so I just started a new project that I'm working on in the winter, and it's going to be just. I'll probably slow it down a little bit. I came out with a few episodes of it. It's called Vegan in Michigan. And that is something that I'm passionate about, and so I have a few episodes out right now. There's a YouTube page for that.
Okay.
And that is sort of like my own little pet project. So if you want to mention that, you can. If you don't want to, that's fine.
We definitely will mention that. Of course we'll mention that, yeah.
Okay. Well, as far as film projects, I'm going to be directing a comedy that's local for a first-time filmmaker, first-time producer. And that's called That Wasn't Supposed to Happen. That's going to be in the spring, summer. And then, like I said, Ronnie Jonah and I are working on the sequel to Selling Stupid, which we have a name, but I think I will wait on the name until later.
Yeah,
but,
that's okay. We can only do one stupid day.
And we
can
change, too.
You don't want too many.
Yep. Yes. And then I do have a horror film that I'm going to be working on later in the year, and that's going to be filmed probably partially in Michigan and then partially in Chicago. But other than that, those are they're really early right now. So
cool.
I've just kind of been working on, you know, we just got Bailiwick out on Amazon. So, I mean, we literally just got that out there like in late December. So that's still kind of new, and I've been sort of trying to push that and get that, you know, to get as many views as I can. So that's kind of what I've been focused on lately.
Awesome. And so, like I said, I think I'm going to end every episode with just a couple quick, you know, what's new and current and see what you think. So, have you had a chance to see the everybody nothing about, a lot of negative buzz, but I personally thought it was pretty good, the new Cloverfield movie. Have you had a chance to see that yet?
No, that is on my list. That's the first thing I'm going to watch in front of the TV. Like as soon as I can have 2 hours, that's the first
understandable,
thing
understandable,
understandable.
And I was very interested, or very much, I think, like the whole world, the way they dropped that was really, really interesting and innovative.
Yeah, you know, definitely. Such a surprise. Because I love the second one. The second one was so cool. And it was so different from the first. And it was so, like, in the neighborhood of, but not really related mm-hmm. to the first one. You know what I mean? It was just, like, so weird. So, but you like the third one?
I do. It's a wholly different sci-fi flavor. I mean, you're going from, you know, the found footage monster movie in the first to the, you know, thriller turned sci-fi spectacle of the second.
So crazy.
To this one, yeah, something like that. I don't know exactly what to call it. I love the. I'm one of the people that is a big fan of the way it turns, even though a lot of people feel like it was too shoehorned. But and the third one is very much a space movie. It's a very much a alien life, all those kind of space flicks. It's very much that.
I love it. Yeah,
it ties into the universe though, for sure.
Okay. Cool. You know,
like, what have you seen lately that you're into? Like, are there any movie or TV show lately that you've been digging up?
Yeah, The Shape of Water was great. I like Guillermo del Toro. I would love to go catch his museum thing, the tour that he has. It's like in Toronto right now. But I think he's magical. Have you seen that?
That's unfortunately one of the few that I have not gotten to see. I'm very excited about it though, and so. It is one that is high on my list.
Cool. Yeah, like he's, I think he's, I mean, he makes monsters beautiful. And, and he can do a lot with not a lot of words, too, you know, like as far as like, I don't know. I like everything about that. I thought it was really cool. Didn't disappoint. I was sort of expecting it to be what it was just because of his previous works, you know. And,
sure.
So I think he's pretty cool.
Well, I like how Guillermo del Toro can do the poetic things like this or Pan's Labyrinth, and then he can also go out there and put out the Pacific Rim movies. And it's big,
and I really
big
like
budget
Pacific Rim, that was,
you know?
Yeah. I love Pacific Rim. I can't wait to see the sequel to that. I'm not sure if he's doing that one or not, but I've also seen The Strain. I thought The Strain was really cool, super creepy and stuff. So yeah, I think he's pretty awesome. So that's one of my favorites lately.
Yeah, definitely. So a couple cool things that, you know, people can check out. Then, you know, I'll plug the everybody should go check out Cloverfield, and you should let me know what you think when you do, and I'll let you know what I think when I finally get around to Shape of Water, which I'm also very excited about. And I hope it cleans up the Oscars because it's awesome to see something in the genre world, those kind of accolades. Like between that and Get Out, I'm just rooting for those movies to clean up at the you know, so. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that was so, so great. That Daniel Kaluuya?
Daniel Kaluuya, whatever. Daniel Kaluuya, whatever it is. Yeah.
Oh, he's so good. He's so, so good. And he started in a Black Mirror episode. So I'm not sure.
Oh, that's one of my favorite
that
Black Mirror episodes, too. Yeah.
I mean, Black Mirror is so great. Oh, my gosh. It's
well, yeah,
it's
and
amazing.
Here's the connection with our conversation is that the Cloverfield movie stars one of the stars of San Junipero, the episode of Black Mirror. So, there's a nice little connection
cool.
for you.
Cool. Okay. Nice.
So,
yep.
Thanks a lot for your time, for sure. We're going to try to feature music from your films on this episode from a local musician. Can you tell folks a little bit about him? I'm going to let him tell folks about him, too. But, you know, can you tell... How did you get hooked up with him before we roll out?
Oh, his name is Jeff Trems, and he's from my area of Michigan that I'm from. And super, super nice guy. He's a great friend of mine. And a couple of years ago when we were making Selling Stupid, I just kind of talked to him and just asked him if he'd be interested in doing an original song. And it is the cutest song. Like, I will never get tired of hearing this. And it's called Game Over Forever. Relating to like the video game aspect of Selling Stupid. And we shot a music video that's on YouTube. We had a lot of fun. He's just a super good natured family guy. he's just a fun guy. Everybody that knows Jeff loves him. And so when it got time to do Bailiwick, I asked him again, like, hey, you know, are you down for another song, even though it's got a very different feel to it? And he did the song called Monster in Me, and it's he put it on his album too. So we
very
did a
cool
music video for that, and it was, yeah, it was up for like one of our local awards and stuff like that, the music video and everything. We had a fun time shooting the video. It's a typical music video where we took like sort of a little bit of the feel of the movie and made it into like its own little story for the music video. So that was really fun. And that was when I was early on editing and shooting stuff myself. So it was more of an experiment for me, you know, like to sort of get something out there. But we had a lot of fun with it, and I hope to work with him again for future projects. But yeah, he's a super cool guy, and I'm glad that we're going to, you know, that you're going to feature him, because he does have music out for sale on like online and different various places. So he's
awesome.
Yeah, he's really well known around this area and really well liked. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, thanks again, Tanya. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing a little bit about your life as a indie filmmaker.
Well, thank you so much for doing this too. You and Nick White, it's so nice that you guys are doing this. You know, like, it's kind of like you live, eat, and breathe like your independent films when you're an indie filmmaker. You know, like,
right,
we don't do it for the money exclusively. I mean, it would be nice to, like, you know, be able to pay for these things a little bit easier, you know, but yeah, these are definitely like children of mine, my movies, you know, so
it's
really nice to get, you know, that you guys are putting it out there and trying to get the word out, so thanks.
Hey, this is Jeff Schrems, and these two tracks are from my album, You Know What They Say. You can find them on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere else they're giving them away. Thanks for listening.
Half full of half empty. Bathtub Mary. God knows, say it.
the lies you fed me, baby. I'm just an old dead memory. Look in these bloodshot eyes, baby. Can't you see the monster in me? Shine.